But first, Matt Bevan joins us with what's making headlines. Hi, Matt.
Good morning, Geraldine. Happy Friday.
Thank you.
Mitt Romney's face is splashed across the news websites this morning. More on that in a moment. But the Financial Review has wrong way to do tax, says key advisor. The government's chief tax policy advisor has criticised the tax reform process, saying an election year was a poor choice of timing for a public debate about tax, and it was a mistake to allow the Treasury Department to conduct the review in-house. The Fin is quoting Michael Andrew, who's the chairman of the Board of Taxation, as saying the government deciding to run the process as an internal process, not through an independent inquiry, has compromised its ability to win hearts and minds. The Sydney Morning Herald has an interesting angle on the Mitchell Pearce Australia Day drunken video saga. The headline is Pearce, Privacy and the Public Interest. Secret mobile phone recordings, such as the infamous footage of the Sydney Roosters' Mitchell Pearce and revenge porn style social media posts, could be subject to tough new laws in New South Wales, allowing people to sue for damages for invasion of privacy. Under the plan, people who find themselves in situations like Mitchell Pearce could potentially sue for damages if their privacy had been invaded intentionally or recklessly, and the SMH says these laws could be replicated across the country. The biggest story all week in Hobart has been the traffic. Apparently, Hobart suddenly has some. The Mercury.
Oh, watch out.
The Mercury has been running front page stories about traffic virtually all week. Apparently, some pretty serious roadworks have been causing a lot of issues. Today's story is pay as you slow. The economic impact of Hobart's sudden traffic trouble is starting to hit home, with unions reporting some workers have had their pay docked for turning up late. It's prompted unions to call on Hobart businesses to offer flexibility for workers stuck in the city's traffic snarl. But the state's peak body for small business says flexibility is a two-way street, arguing some businesses suffer serious repercussions because of unexpected tardiness by staff. And the Financial Review has an interesting feature on the effect of the coal price collapse. We've been talking about the potential for property prices in capital cities to go down, but it's talking about property collapse hitting mining towns is the headline. A few years ago, mining towns in regional Australia were experiencing a Sydney-like housing boom. Today, the real estate markets are in an epic collapse that would impress the investors portrayed in the film The Big Short. At the peak of the mining boom, a four-bedroom renovated house in Moranbah in central Queensland sold for $820,000. In November, that same house went for $170,000. Local real estate agent Bella Exposito sold a house bought for $720,000 in 2012, and last year she sold it for $130,000. Massive collapse.
Yeah.
Rents for some homes have fallen from $2,000 a week to $180 a week. Astonishing.
It is, and a lot of that was in the west of Western Australia, my home state, and I watched that go up and down. Thanks very much indeed, Matt. Lots happening in Tasmania about power as well, and we're going to be covering that on Monday here on Breakfast, I understand. Now, let's look at the weather around the state. Brisbane will have a possible shower today and a top of 30. Sydney, mostly sunny and 29. Canberra, a possible afternoon storm and a top of 33. Melbourne, becoming sunny, 27. Hobart, partly cloudy and 25. Adelaide, mostly sunny and 34. Perth, mostly sunny, 27, and Darwin, a possible shower or storm and a top of 35 at 11 minutes past 6.